Hallelujah, he's coming soon. He's coming very soon. With joy, we welcome his return. Oh, it may be more, it may be night or noon. I know he's coming. For the last time. Shall we just pray? Mazita enyu Jehovah Samasimba, Mwarima Kanaka Munenyasa Tunushamisa, Baba Matisanganisa Vana Vanyamunu, Yesu Vana Venyu Baba Makasika, Baba Mukatisa Paspe, Penika Inu for a moment. Oh Father, Baba Kutiku Shumiret, Chira Tzashiri Matiri, Ishe Jehovah, Tuzo Zoka Shakwari Kwamuri, Baba Tunuzo Kufara Nemukana Wakadai, Wamatipa, Ukutiyo Mukati Mimba Inyu Baba, Tiziratiza Tizi, Kutiyo Kudai Zoro Kwazo. He is coming soon. Oh, what a song. It reminds us, Father God, that we are not here in vain. And we are not worshipping in vain. For indeed, Lord, and you are coming soon for us. We thank you. We commit this service on the hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated, saints. I want to greet you, saints, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust you're all happy tonight. To be in the house of the Lord, I'm certainly very happy. Amen. Because I'm back home. Amen. I saw some friends who were raising their hands to as a sign that they don't know my wife. Surely years are coming upon years. Amen. And some may not even know that this is my birthplace. Amen. You want me to show you the sign that I belong here? This pulpit. Amen. Brother Sam. These old pulpits. Amen.
This is the flag that was red.
So, Dr. Chendamari. I'm happy to be back home. We are busy out there in Mashava. If it were not that, I would be frequenting this place just to come and get memories. Amen. But really, time is going. Now I've got a grandchild who is now taking my place here. Amen. That is a sign of time. I want to thank our precious brother Makwinye for calling me to come and minister. He's a very persuasive man. The first time he called me, it happened. I strained my back. I did a bit of work in South Africa there. I wanted to just get a little bit of rest. So I thought he was just going to say, because of this, maybe it's all right. Amen. So, but finally he made a follow-up. And here we are. I want to salute all the officers, trustees, deacons,
their
wives, and the general saints, all of us. Amen. I want to assure you, saints, that we are praying for you. As a church down there, and also in my own capacity. Amen. We are praying for the pastor's family. We always have you in our prayers. Amen. So let's just stand upon our feet. Amen. And open our Bibles. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. We'll read if you are there. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Neshoko rangu nokuparidza kwangu hazvaiva namashoko ekugombedzera ouchenjeri asi nokuratidzira kwomweya mutsvene nekwesimba.
Amen. Then we go to Romans 15.
Roma chapter 15, verse 18.
From 18 to 20. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed.
Nokuti ndingatya kutaura zvimwe zvinhu, asi izvo Kristu zvaakaita kuburikidza neni, kuti vemarudzi vateerereswe neshoko namabasa.
Through might, signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Lycum I fully preached the gospel of Christ.
Nesimba nezviratidzo zvinoshamisa, nesimba romweya mutsvene, nokudaro kubva Jerusarema nenyika yakapoteredza kusvika iririko, ndakaparidza kwazvo evhangeri yaKristu.
Amen. Let's just pray again.
Tinamata zvekare.
Baba samasimba, tavenenge magwaro matsvene. Zvinogona kuitwa naanani akadzidzira kuverenga, asi kuti baba zvitaure nekubudisa pfungwa yenyu zvakutoda imi. Tinokuinvitai baba mutitungamirire muzita raJesu Kristu. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Normally, when my name is called, it's synonymous with a testimony or two. Amen. So I got one believer at one time saying, when we do many things, sometimes we preach series, we do this and that, but when you are called somewhere, do that which you are most known by. Amen.
Amen.
And also it's easy for you to find your way.
Amen.
So I venture into teaching
and you're not a teacher, you will lose your way.
Amen. So when I was praying and trying to find what I would really say to you saints, I found this sermon coming upon my heart. When deity is manifested, worship is automatic. Amen.
Amen.
When deity is manifested, worship is automatic. Let me start by a little testimony. Then I will also go to something in the quotations. Then it will bring out this clearly what this topic that I've put here. And at the end of the service, I also would love that to be applied in your lives. Amen.
Amen.
God has made sure that the word can be preached. Amen. But he made sure that it must be accompanied with signs and wonders. Amen. So in order to just get the different and diverse kind of people come to him. Amen. Some people can just come to Christ by a simple sermon. Some through teaching. Some through testimony being testified to. But there are some who are hard. They will move when there is demonstration.
vanofamba kana pane kuratidzirwa kwesimba.
Amen. We shall be able to read that in the quotation.
Is it just veringa muzvinokoro?
Amen. Just last week, last Sunday,
Sunday,
this last Sunday, we had another pastor from Rutenga there. He came with a couple who are now believers in his church. But the result of their becoming believers is this. This man here, the brother, was suffering from sugar diabetes, BP, piles, ulcers, all on one person, and all these things were extremely severe. By profession, he's an artisan in the in Zesa. And the boss said, "Now, my brother, you are spending more days in the hospital and at your home than at work, so we request you to leave the job." So he lost his job through that sickness. He went to several churches. You can just imagine them. Mapostori, ngangas, and everything. But his situation was not bettered. At one stage, he was explaining, he says, his hands and feet were like cooling off. And it was around midnight, they rushed to the doctor there. But as they were calling the doctor, he closed off his phone. So they were stranded. So finally, somehow they got to this pastor in Rutenga. Then he was prayed for. And it was like he became stable. But the pastor said, like Brother Branham advises, that he was saying, Billy Graham should have said, "I have my friend there who can challenge you guys." So this is what this brother did. He referred this couple to Mashaba. So they came over. They were not believers then. And this man had said to his wife, "You can go to church, any church that you want. But as for me, no. I've had enough of these churches." So he was staying at home, dying. So when they came, I interviewed them. He was very cooperative. After that, I prayed for him. And they went back. He went back to be tested again. Believe me, brothers and sisters, everything on him was normal. Before that, his heart was like hardened. Because he went to these other churches which made him to pay a lot of money for his healing. And everything like that. So finally, when he got his healing without money, without price, oh, that touched his heart. He went back to Rutenga. He gave his life to Christ. Hallelujah. Why? Because he had seen the manifestation of deity. That was not Brother Gumiso healing him. I simply laid my hands on him after confession, and God touched him and cleaned him, and everything around him was like he had a rejuvenated healthy. So they say Rutenga is a small place. So after about a week or two, he sent the pastor sent again another couple. I later discovered these are business people the business people in that place. So when I was talking to this other second couple, I then discovered that they are very familiar with the other couple. This lady here, she was suffering from severe BP, and very, very severe. And also the fibroids in her womb. So they go to another church. What is it? They're quite like committed to that church. And even the addresses shows that they are quite committed to the church. But I said, how did you come here? Then the lady was saying, that man with that testimony was coming to my shop. And he was buying zero coke and everything that depicts somebody who is suffering from sugar diabetes. But later I saw him come buying Fanta, cream soda, cream donuts. Ah, I said, what? I know you. You don't eat these things. What is happening? Then he said, I'm healed. When comes your healing? Then he referred to the local pastor, and then finally they were told we went to Mashaba. So I also prayed for her. The last time she called me, or the first time rather, she said, I'm getting worse. Then I knew she was getting her healing. Well, the Brahm says, when you get worse after prayer, then that is genuine healing. And that other, the first man, he also confirmed the same, that after he went back, he got worse. But then God delivered him. So the second call that came from this lady, she said she's no more having the fibroids. Amen. So they also look like they may leave the church. Amen. Why? God is working in their lives. Amen. Amen. My brother, my sister, you remember on the day of Pentecost? Just before that, the disciples were under fear. And they were closed right in the room, praying, singing, whatever, in low tones. But when deity came down, when the Holy Ghost came down, my brother couldn't hold them. They were speaking in tongues. They were full of joy. They were jabbering. And they went out of the door. And Brother Bram says, and one of them, they said, where is that Rabbi Jones? The other time he really made a fool out of me. But now I want to tell him. And Peter, who was deemed both ignorant and unlearned, when he heard those denigrating comments that these guys are full of new wine, he stood up to minister, quoting the Old Testament without stammering. And he preached a good sermon there. And at the end, 3,000 souls were baptized. What was that, my brother? When deity is manifested, worship is automatic. If God can have mercy on us, that whenever we gather, He can come in our lives and melt our hearts to worship Him and cause the sinner and the new guy also to be melted and to worship. Oh, we love the manifestation of deity. Hallelujah. As it was on the day of Pentecost, so must it continue to be with us. Hallelujah. We want to read this quotation here. It's a bit longish, but I think it would be worthwhile for us to read it. And it will really bring clearly my thought. In the book, The Path of Life, 6206-21b. Well, he said, help yourself.
Paragraph 54.
I got 500 acres and plenty of hollows and things, just to help yourself. He said, well, thank you very much. He said, I brought my pastor along. Okay, sorry. When I was studying, I thought I would start from 53, which I had not budgeted in my notes. Let's go to 53. So we got back there in that Sassafras Hollow. You know, and the big old heads hanging down. We stopped, and Brother Wood got out. Went around. Was two old men sitting there. And he walked up to one of them. And he called him, said, how do you do? And he said, how do you do, sir? And he said, my name is Wood, I'm Banks Woods. He said, I wonder, we've been handing over here on Dutton. They name their places by the creeks.
See?
Said, we've been handing over on Dutton. And we wondered if we could hand on your place. He said, what Wood are you? He said, I'm Jim Wood's boy. Said, anything them, that was one bunch of Jehovah's Witness that was genuine people. He said, anything that Jim Hood, any of his people is welcome to anything I got on this place. He said, old man Jim, is he still living? He said, yes. He's out in Indiana now. And said, I'm living out there too. He said, and I come down squirrel hunting each fall. Well, he said, help yourself. I got 500 acres and plenty of holes and things. Amen. He said, Wood, do you mean to tell me? Okay, said. He said, well, thank you very much. He said, I brought my pastor along. He said, you wouldn't mind him handing to? He said, Wood, do you mean to tell me you've got so low down till you have to carry a preacher with you wherever you go? I mean, so Abraham was in the car. The conversation was taking place there. And he was hearing that. So I thought it was about time for me to get out of the car. So I get out of the car, you know, and walks over there. And I said, how do you do? He said, how do you? And he said, before they could introduce me, he butted right in. He said, well, I ain't got so much use of you guys. Hey, the guy was tough. I said, well, I admire your honesty. And our prophet was also tough honesty. Amen. And he said, the reason it is this one thing. He said, the first place, you don't look like a preacher. Squirrel blood and whiskers and head and head a bath for 2 weeks. So I said, well, I guess that's right too. And he said, the thing that I got against you fellows, you are backing up a tree that there's nothing in. Let's jump a little bit. So he said, you guys, that is what you need. A good load of buckshot. Fool, watch I go. He said, because you are backing up a tree that there is nothing there. You know what I mean? Preaching. He said, I'm considered an infidel. Amen. I think as you are none.
Infidel is one that says there is no God.
Amen. I said, well, every man to his own opinion. But to me, there is nothing to brag about. Amen. Amen. He said, the thing of it is, said you are talking about something there that there isn't such a thing. Said, yes, sir. I said, of course, that is to opinion. And he said, well, he said, you guys talking about a God and there is no such a thing. And he said, if there was one, I could see him. And said, I've lived all these years. I'm 70 something years old. And said, I ain't seen nothing of him yet. Amen. You see the church? He hasn't seen him yet. But has he not seen Christian? Was he not in church, that man? I think he was. Amen. But I think he had not seen anything that was supernatural. And he said, there's just no such a thing. And you guys are backing up the wrong tree. And you are taking the people's money for your livelihood. And things like that. And you are nothing but a bunch of cheaters. I thought, oh my. I said, yes, sir. Because that is opinion. I thought, oh God, if you don't help me. So I said, yes, sir. That is because opinion. I said, amen. Take a leaf from this sense. When someone corners you and you are testifying, pray within your heart. Lord, give me some wisdom. Give me something to say. The prophet did it when he was cornered about the issue of the serpent seed. And he didn't have no clue. And deed came down to give the answer. And the thing was clarified. Oh, hallelujah. And you know, Mama, my old southern mama, always give me good advice. And give me an expression one time. She said, give a cow enough rope and she'll hang herself. You see? So I thought that was a good one for him. Just let him go ahead and back a while. I like the prophet for this.
The prophet is saying,
some prophet is saying,
let me give him some time to back.
And we'll see what tree is up. You see? So then I let him go ahead and talk. And found something. And something come up to my mind. Hallelujah. And there was an apple tree there they were sitting under. And along fall of the year, the apples, it was about the last week in August. The apples was dropping off. And the yellow jackets was eating them. You know what yellow jackets is? And so then I said to him, I said, do you mind if I have one of them apples?
He said,
help yourself. The yellow jackets are eating them. Amen. So I think now most of you now you already know this call. Let me just finish it off. So there they were. Abraham was like eating the apple. And he was still praying. Lord, give me the way. Lord, give me the maneuver. And then the man was talking. He said, all you guys, you are just you wrong coon dogs. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are backing for. But I know of this one man. He came a few years back, about 4 years back, and he was coming like from Indiana. If I could only get that man, that one, I think he can be my match. You know what happened? He came over, and there was this couple there, this other little woman who was sick. And she was having cancer of the stomach. And we were always going with my wife to help to change her because she was dying. And the doctor had given her just a few days to live. So then this man came and he was having a tent meeting up there. And when we were gathered, there were over 1,500 people there. And from nowhere, he picked up the young sister of this woman that was sick and back home. And said, you sister there? Your name is so and so. And before you came here, you took a handkerchief from your handbag, intending that I should pray for it, for your sister who is having cancer of the stomach. So please go back with that handkerchief and lay it on him, on her. For thus says the Lord, she is delivered. So on and on he went like that. So he said, when the morning came, there was so much noise at the place. So he said, we thought, no, that woman is gone. So we rushed there to go and help. But when we got there, we saw a miracle. The woman was cooking, and she was singing, and she was dancing. Hey, and Brother Noah said, thank God, thank God, thank God. Now that rope is going, that rope is going. And he was just smiling in his heart. He said, oh yes. Then he was still having the apple. Then he says, now it's done. He says, but why are these leaves falling? Amen. He says, well, there is an intelligence that tells the leaves to go down. And says, what kind of intelligence is that? Says, I can't tell. So please explain to me, you're a farmer. Said, I cannot tell. So now, but I'll wait. If you tell me that intelligence, then I'll explain to you what made me to know also the name of that woman and that her sister was going to be healed. The man was shocked. You say, are you that preacher? He said, yes, I am. He knelt down. He raised his hands. He gave his life to Christ. Hallelujah. What had he seen? The manifestation of deity. He had seen something that was beyond Brother Branham. And say, if God can use such a simple man, because remember, he was denigrating him. And when he realized that this is the small man of Kentucky that God used to get that woman that he was so much familiar with back to her healthy, he said, God, I'll worship you for that. Hallelujah. So when deity is manifested, worship is automatic. No one testified to that man again, but deity testified to him. If God can only help us, my brother. This brother, this God that we have believed in, the God of Brother Branham, oh, is full of power. And it's not the power of yesterday. His power is continuous. His power is with us tonight. And his power will be with us every service. And his power will be with us where two or more gather. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, if I were you, I would already say, Father, I have a desire. Amen. I have no doubt I might not be able to see you, but deity, the great Holy Spirit, that promised that where two or more gather in my name, there will I be. Oh, I believe my brother, my sister. He is the discerner of our thoughts. He is the discerner of our hearts. He knows our desires. As families, he knows our desires. As individuals, he knows our desires. As the church, and that God, he will give our desires. Hallelujah. Oh, I like this part of him being an infidel. Hallelujah. And when he saw the manifestation, hallelujah, Brother Pramod was just the point of conduct. Amen. He gave his life to Christ. And you know what happened? They handed and went away. After about 2 years, they came back again for a hand. And they were received by the woman. And then she had also forgotten Brother Branham. But later when the introduction was made, and she was now aware that this is Brother Branham, oh, she said, oh, God bless you, Brother Branham. Then he went to the Lord. It was about a year back also. And he was a Christian. I like that part. My brother, my sister.
Let's not
hallelujah. I'll say that this one is too much.
He's too much.
He's in
the this one is a
matter.
And we lose.
Don't do that, my brother. Just pray like Brother Bram did. And say, Father, see, what can really touch his heart? Could it be this testimony? Could it be this preacher? Could it be this convention? Could it be this revival meeting? Just continue helping your brethren, your people, and whatever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ngatirambe tichipfimba hama dzedu.
Let us continue
kuti dzisivo Kristo uyo hama dzangu. Kazhinji tine dambudziko isu vatsvene. Tinenge tabvuzita vanhu vakangwara. Takangwara tiri kumesage. Inyasha hama dzangu. Vanhu vaya vasiri message vaya vanotodawo zvinhu zvatinazvo izvi. Zvinhu zvakakosha izvi hama dzangu. Ndinogara ndichizvibvunza kuti nai Mwari dai musina kundida ndingadai ndakaita munhu akaita sei. Hallelujah. Today I'm getting gray. Ah, ndiri mumessage wena. Ah, Mwari wane nyasha.
God is gracious.
Ndinoona vanhu Mwari ramamichitibatsira. Rinyatsokuchena rose tiri mumessage. Kana rapture yanonoka. Amen.
If you delay in coming.
Hallelujah. The rest of the other parts I will not be able to read them because of our time. But I shall like tell you about them. I enjoy the spoken word. Hallelujah. Given time, I would really want to read. But I know you know the spoken word. Hallelujah. So when I pick on something, I know you'll be already knowing it. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the Finland resurrection. Hallelujah. You know, there was this boy that was run over by a car. In fact, it was two of them. And the other one, Brother Bram said he was mashed. Amen. Until the socks and the flesh and the blood were just like mangled like that. And they were moving along that road going to some convention center. And according to explanation, Finland then was a very, very poor communist country. Until I think it was about 30 minutes or more, and they couldn't even get a car to ferry these guys to the hospital. And when they moved up with the cars, oh, they thought, we can stop these cars. I think they can help us. So when they got there, Brother Mo and the other brothers, they went to see the situation. Brother Bram remained in the car. And Brother Mo, he came back and said, Brother Bram, come and see something here. And then explained. Brother Bram said, as soon as I heard about the situation. He thought about the bill and said, I can't. I cannot come and see that. Because he was now thinking about the bill. So, but some, they like continue to beg him to just come and see. And something also like pushed him to just go and see. And when he went and saw, he just couldn't stand it. That's why he was able to explain the situation of this boy. Then he was like moving away, quite grieved. And he felt a touch on his shoulder. Then he wondered, who's pulling on me? Looked around, there was nobody there. Then as he was standing there, he looked up, then he saw the hills. He saw the trees. He saw the place. He said, where did I see this place? Then something began to unfold. He had seen a vision maybe about 2 years back. And he had asked the saints to write it on the fly leaf of their Bibles. It was the description. The Lord had shown him that place. And had told him that there would be a resurrection of a young boy in that place. So finally, when he came up to himself and saw that thing matching, the terrain was matching, and saw the young boy, oh my brother, he was now himself. He was now in the spirit on the Lord's day. My brother, he said they happened to be the mayor there, and the dignitaries of the city were there. He said, oh guys, give me your ears. If this boy here does not resurrect in the next few minutes, put a tag on me and run me out of your country and write false prophet on my back. They were certainly shocked. What is this guy saying? This guy has been dead. This boy has been dead for the last 30 or so minutes. And this other boy was also flat. What does he mean? He knew his position. So he went there, and everybody was now wondering, is this man mad?
A person who's got blood that's been
closed.
Then he went there and he spoke,
Lord, according to the vision, let it be according to the vision. May you manifest power. May you please come down, like Elijah did on that day. He said, I've laid the altar. Let the fire fall. I've acknowledged the vision. Now let the power fall. My brother, my sister, that boy came out smart. Wow! What is that? My brother, my sister, the part that I like. He says there were those Russian communist soldiers. And the Finnish soldiers, they were like guarding their borders side by side. And they were arch enemies. They would not see eye to eye. And being also communists, they don't believe in God. But when they saw the manifestation of deity, oh my brother, he said the Russians were crying, the Finnish soldiers were crying, and they were hugging one another. What have they seen, my brother? They had seen the manifestation of deity. Oh my brother, my sister, when deity is manifested, you can't help but to worship. You can't help but to be melted. Oh, hallelujah. It reminds me of Sharon Tazingwa. She was blinded by words. Some of you, I think you remember him. You remember the code? Maybe you remember me talking about her or seeing her pictures. She was deadly blind. And she was hideously blind. She had been moved out from school because of that situation. So finally, when she was referred to for me to pray for, we were just having a youth meeting.
Nothing real about divine healing. And the parents came on the last day of the youth meetings. And we finished the meetings. There was no prayer line. And this other sister that had brought the mother from Mashawa, we had the Mashingo Teachers College there. They finally pointed where we were. I was standing under a tree with Pastor Marisa and Pastor Senmara. We were just having just a conversation there. Then they brought this little child. She was in grade 7. Oh, my brother, you couldn't look into her face twice. There were things like as big as this. Shakarembera. And it was, everything was, it was like an animal. Children were literally running away from her. I said to the mother, do you believe that Jesus Christ can heal your daughter? She said, yes. I said, Sharon, do you believe that God can heal you of these warts? She said, yes. I said, it was fine. If you believe, then I will lay hands on you. Then I laid my hands on her and said a short prayer. And they went away. The mother later gave a testimony and said, I was not impressed by the shortness of the prayer. Under a tree. You didn't put me in the surgery. Office.
In the office.
Amen. You didn't put water on me.
You didn't pour. I'm not.
Hey. So she went away really disgruntled. And midnight hour, she was a Roman Catholic by name. Amen. So, midnight hour, the angel of the Lord came to Sharon. And she was awoken up. And she was in her own room. The mother was in the next room. And the rooms were divided by some planks. Amen. That was a very good house. But so the angel said, Sharon. And as the angel was talking to Sharon, he was like having his hand over the face like that. Said, your skin is going to be as good as my skin. Just like that. And she said she couldn't see the face. Because it was just too much, too bright. She only saw the body, it was like in white gown like that. And then he disappeared like that. After talking to her. So now Sharon was like knocking on this division. Mother, please come over. So the mother, before they went to sleep, she had given a lecture to Sharon. But
Sharon,
I'm not the only one who has this situation. So from today onwards, I've accepted your situation. This is what God has allowed. We have been everywhere. And to this preacher that people were really talking big about. But we saw Apanasha Buddha.
Nothing has come out of that.
Don't give
both of them. I have come to the end of my life.
So when Sharon was knocking, she said, Sharon, don't bother me. I told you I'm through. I can't help your situation. So she continued knocking. Mama, please come over. Mama, please come over. So she came shouting, Sharon, why are you bothering me? I can't help you. She said, no, Mama, just hold on. And listen to this. So she explained everything that had happened. When she heard about the manifestation of deity, she prayed for over 1 hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where the words came from,
you just realize when the
president and
spoke in
another, what
was
the say?
vanga vasutswa nemweya mutsvene. When deity is manifested, my brother, even the infidels will worship. Even the big guys will worship. Hallelujah. Oh, my brother, my sister, our God is good. Hey, I like this. Hey, Brother Bram says these communists are hardened soldiers. Brother, they were crying over the tears were going over the shoulders of their arch enemies. Because they had seen the manifestation of deity. Hallelujah. And I tell you, my brother, this very testimony, Yasharon.
This is Sharon's testimony.
I believe it was now time for God to shake Mashava. Because that area was very resistant. For 20 years, nothing came out in that place. Preacher after preacher, mighty preachers, mighty missionaries, and there was nothing really. The congregation would go to 10, 15, 17, 18, 10, 15, and it was always like that. But when manifestation of deity came, my brother, my sister, I had not planned to say this, but now we have a congregation of over 300 there. Hallelujah. What is happening? Because deity continues to manifest itself there. And people are leaving their churches. They are coming to the place. We have a temporal shelter which God has helped us there. We have put it up there. And people are leaving their wonderful churches and coming to our shelter there. Oh, hallelujah. When deity is manifested, worship is automatic. If God can help us, Father, that He may come in our hearts. Oh, come in my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. My brother, my sister, if deity touches you, you'll have an all night of prayer. If deity touches you, you'll forget that you're a gentleman. This crew will remember when we had the first fall of the Holy Ghost in our old church where we were having this pulpit here. I still remember the testimonies there where the other brother was saying, yeah,
you know, my brother,
gentleman,
I am a gentleman, I don't like
to be a gentleman.
But when
did
you
come to the church?
How did it happen? Ndakachagwa nemapurisa ini ipapo hamudzira ndakuzai ndakachagwa ndikaenda nekumapurisa nekumagwanzi tashaya munhu tiri muchurch. When deity is manifested, worship is automatic. Hazvinese unongonza kuti zvakuita zvakuita mhani. Oh, hallelujah. I pray for deity to follow tonight. I pray for deity to follow tonight. Falling in your heart. Falling in your heart. Oh, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God.
If God can have mercy on us.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Now, heaven means so much to
me.
Because of heavenly things.
That is anger, you see, so brother.
If it were not of that, the gift that God gave
me,
it's a razor. You can mess with it. But the grace of God,
kuti zvakandi koshera is salvation first.
Zvakandi koshera
idenga kutanga.
Heaven.
Hallelujah. Oh, God have mercy on us. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. In this book, we won't be reading it, but 580524.
Okay, 580524.
Jesus of Nazareth. Passeth. on paragraph 6.
Paragraph 6.
Oh, the prophet was talking about the blanket natives in Durban, South Africa. My brother. Hey,
we came from far.
Yes,
we came from a long way. People gathered to hear Brother Branham preach.
Hey.
They came in. They were stuck naked.
Amen.
They were coming to
the Anzi, 18, 20
years.
They were snakes.
Before the Holy Ghost came, a woman
was pregnant.
She even delivered right there.
Amen.
They just wanted the word.
I heard
that you've got the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shoko parakazo buruka manje.
When the word came down.
Ne power. Ne anointing.
Hey,
my brother.
Amen.
Andi takangoona vachingobuka, vachingosumuka kudai.
The
ladies were putting their hands on their bosom. And they walked away. And they came up clothed. What was that? Manifestation of deity. If deity comes down,
you
will take a shakanaka. If deity comes down, you will be a good lady. If deity comes down, you will be a good husband. If deity comes down, my brother, my sister, we need deity in our heart. We need deity in our families. Or are you praying the same? Are you having the same desire, my brother, tonight? You know, the kind of ministry that God gave me. I preach and I enforce what I'm preaching to be made manifest. If you want, if you desire, if it is your prayer, tonight is your time. Tonight is your day of visitation from on high, as it was on the day of Pentecost. You will visit your heart and mellow you down.
People
will
go home.
You remain
free.
Lord,
you have remembered me. You have visited me.
Oh, hallelujah. My brother, my sister, on this very day, Brother Bram says, there was a hideously crippled man. And he couldn't really describe, but he was hideous. He was just crippled and was like just mangled like that. And the power of God came down through Brother Branham, and that man was delivered. Oh, hallelujah! Brother Branham says, 30,000 raw heathens. They gave their life to Christ. What was that? After seeing the manifestation of deity. Hallelujah. And there was so much deliverance there. Until on the morrow, the mayor was Mr. Sidney. He came over to Brother Branham. He knocked on his door. He said, Brother Branham, please look through your window. And when he opened the curtain, what did he saw? 7-10 ton trucks. Full of wheelchairs, bandages, and crutches, all sorts of things. And the people were going, surrounding the lorries, and singing, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. All things are possible. What was that? Right in the morning, they were supposed to be in their homes. The people were supposed to be in their works. But because of manifestation of deity, they left everything. They came and they were singing. They were glorifying their God. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, my sister, you tried one day to concentrate yourself, to seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to just seek him to come down. Oh, he will come down, my brother. He is very honest to his word. He has promised, if you shall ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you. My brother, my sister, it is my prayer for you. It is my desire for you. Oh, that he may touch you tonight. That he may visit you tonight. And not only fill you, but also give you your desires.
Remember, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things that you seek after will be added unto you. So say, Holy Ghost, come. Say, Holy Ghost, come. And when he comes with the wagons. He comes with the wagons. Hallelujah. Why am I saying wagons? Because Jacob was resisting to go to Egypt. He was saying, I don't leave my country. We are here by ordination. God said we must be here. And these guys were trying to convince him. Hey, your son Joseph is there. And he's now the governor of that place. He said, I don't. You are lying to me. No, my son, you left him there. And Joseph is dead. And now you are trying to tell me that his son is I don't trust you. He said, Daddy.
Those that grew up in the rural
was
like
that. They had their
houses.
Then
they would cross the distance
away. Because
then they were garage.
Kwa iswa ngoroni mageja. Zvinenge zvakatotara mukana nekudzimba. Zvimagarage zvo. So that's my imagination when I read that. So now Joseph had dispatched the wagons to go and carry, let me actually better say, the presidential motorcade.
Joseph anga atuma presidential motorcade.
Zvenguva iyoyo horse and bag ndo angari presidential motorcade.
The presidential motorcade.
So Jacob was refusing. So I won't leave this place. Even if it means dying, I will die here.
Your son is the governor.
He is
not
the
spiritual.
And he says, we are to put out the proof.
Come and
we'll
show
you. So
the garage.
No, what you call it. What? You
don't see these things.
You
see these things in the high, in the royal place, in royal family.
You talk of an email. Fleet Zima Emil is the guy. Hey, what was that? He had seen deity. Miracles. Hallelujah. My brother, my sin. What had he seen? He had seen the wagons. He had seen the provisions. And everything. I said, God will give you your wagons tonight. Besides filling with the Holy Ghost, He'll give you your wagons. What are the wagons? You know them better. I don't know. But God knows. May He give you the Holy Ghost. May He give you a visitation. May He give you another touch. Oh, hallelujah. And give you the wagons. What are the wagons? Maybe one sees. These are your wagons. It was then in the days of Jesus Christ. They were having a problem with leprosy. And every time a prophet would come, they would address leprosy. They would address leprosy. They would address leprosy. But today, my brother, our problem is poverty. So we address poverty. I bind poverty in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, receive your back pay. Receive your job. In the name of Jesus, receive your wagon. Maybe it's a house, maybe it's some handout, maybe it's a promotion. I don't know your desire. On top of the Holy Ghost, may God give you your wagon so that, like Jacob, you can also go. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, my sister,
we have eaten this word.
Hallelujah. This word can move, my brother. It can move into power. It moves in all departments. It can go into cancer. It can go into HIV. It can go into poverty. It can go into any department and make an address. And address. If you want him tonight, oh, I commit him to you. If you want him tonight, I commit him to you. May he minister to your needs tonight. Oh, deity is here tonight. If you want him, if you need him, he will definitely come. But when he comes with the wagons. He comes with the wagons. Oh, hallelujah.
I love this God. I, you know, when I don't have food, I call him. When I need good food, I call him. When I need the green leaves, I call him. And he gives me. When I need a drug, I simply call him. Oh, hallelujah. Deity. Shall we say deity? Deity. Deity. Oh, hallelujah. May we receive a visitation tonight. Visitation from on high. As it was on the day of Pentecost. May he visit our souls. And refresh us. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister. In 53:11-13. Paragraph 65. And 71.
Paragraph 71.
It was there in India.
India.
And Brother Branham was like talking to hundreds of thousands of Indians. And he gave a challenge that if there was anyone that could heal this blinded sun worshipper, then he said, if you can come and heal him, I'll worship your God. There were the priest of Buddha and the several other churches that were represented there. And Brother Abraham really gave a challenge there. And some doctors came and confirmed that indeed this man was blind. So he said, my brother, my sister, and you rabbis, if you can come and give this man his sight, if your God can do that, I will worship him. Is there anybody that can come and take the challenge? There was dead silence. So he said, now can you promise me that if my God will come down and manifest his power, that you will worship him? Hey, they nodded their heads. That is the point that Brother Branham wanted. That God, please manifest yourself. God, please manifest yourself so that the souls can be melted and know you and come to you. And finally he prayed for that man. Oh, hallelujah. And he received his sight. And he began to describe colors and everything. There was a big commotion there. About 500 people, they came to the Lord. 500,000. They had seen the manifestation of deity. They said, we have never seen something like this. We can worship a God like this. But they came in the hundreds of thousands to worship their God. Hey, when I was reading this thing, I almost was laughing. But Brother Branham had to be carried away because they were like clamoring on him. His jacket was torn. He lost his shoes. Hey, brother. Hallelujah. Manifestation of deity. Praise God.
Amen.
That God is Hebrews 13 verse 8. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same God tonight. I say, he is the same God tonight. Oh, may he visit you and go with you home. May he visit you tonight and go with you home. May you be numbed. May you be touched. May you be healed. May you be blessed. May you experience another touch of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
because he is here tonight. He promised it. Where two or more gather in my name, there will I be. So he sticks with his word. No doubt he is here tonight. Hallelujah. And I love this God. Hallelujah. And out there in Germany, Brother Branham was having a tent meeting there. And there were many people that had come. You know, whenever there's a good thing, a bad thing also comes. So as he was ministering, and with his interpreter on his side, he later learned that there were some people, that some witches, which wanted like to confront him. So they wanted like a debate with him. And his managers couldn't allow them to have that kind of thing. So they said, because you've disallowed us, we are going to disrupt your meeting. We are going to pull down this tent. With what? With the powers of our God, small g. Amen. So they cut like a little feather, and they were going Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. To prove that there's no baptism like that. That one is baptism of the devils. And they were going around the tent like that. And the tent responded to the power of demons. And it was shaking violently like that. Almost like it was going to be uprooted. My brother, don't give up. When it gets bad, don't give up. Continue holding on. When it gets too bad, the morning is coming. When it gets too dark, the morning is coming. So Brother Bram says, interpreter, can you hold on? Then he addressed to the demons and said, you demons, when I came here and landed in Germany, I landed here in the name of Jesus Christ, and I came here by vision. So you Satan, you cannot have power over this meeting. I bind you in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, if the devil is binding you, I bind that. I bless you tonight. I say, receive your desires. When he said that, just a proclamation, he said the word from the pulpit. My brother, the violent tent, it just cooled down like that. And there was calmness. Oh, hallelujah. And those hard Germans, they were softened. And 10,000 people came to the altar. What have they seen? Manifestation of deity. When deity is manifested, worship is automatic. My brother, my sister, it is my prayer tonight that deity may visit you once again. Are you there tonight? And you are saying tonight, oh, welcome deity. May you please stand up on your feet and say, welcome deity. Welcome deity. My brother, my sister, I am also saying that. I am also saying that. Welcome deity. Welcome deity. Shall I repeat it again? Welcome deity.
Welcome deity.
Welcome deity.
Welcome deity.
Oh, hallelujah. The deity of Jesus Christ. The deity of Jesus Christ. May he be upon you to bless you, to baptize you, to heal you, to give your desires. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, my sister, the people of Nineveh, they were hard people. Oh, so hard that a mighty prophet fled away from them. They were worshipping the god, the fish god. They had nothing to do with God.
A
lot of homosexuals.
A
lot of filthy. And until the prophet could not fathom the idea of going to preach to those guys. But God devised a plan. All things happen for a purpose. Amen. So he allowed Jonah to be swallowed. And boys, these guys, they worshiped the fish. Finally, when the fish gave up Jonah,
fish burger.
They said, oh, manifestation. Deity of a God. And put as a preacher. And the preacher said, 40 days and you are gone. You hypocrite. 40 days and you are gone. He said, oh, our God. Our God. And they proclaimed the fast. They didn't eat. The animals and the people for 3 days, and God said, yes, they are done now. Shamari, wanoku device the plan yeku soft ten wa shamari. Waka device the plan yeku soft ten wa shamari. Oh, may God soft ten you and baptize you and enter into you. May you receive sweet dreams tonight. Amen. Coming from the Holy Ghost. Coming from the deity. Shall we pray all of us to invite deity in our lives? To invite deity in our church? To invite deity in our wives? To invite deity in our kids? To invite deity in our souls? Oh, hallelujah. Shall we pray? Mwari makanaka munenyasa dzinoshamisa. Jehovah tinokutendai baba. Nekuda kwevana venyu Jehovha. Vanzwa zvavanoziva. Achitazvidzokorodza. Nechinangwa chokuti imi mudinhuke. Mupinde mukati memoyo yavo. Mupinde mukati mehana dzavo. Muvaropafadze. Nekuvabhabhatidza nemweya mutsvene. Jehovha mwari makanaka. Mazita baba. Nekuvashanyira. Mazita baba. Nekuvapfavisa. Mazita baba. Oh, come down, Holy Ghost. Come down with power. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I call upon thee with all my heart and ask you humbly that may come down once again. Tozvati makambouruka, burukaize. Tozvati makambouya, vuya ize Jehovah samasimba. Mwari makanaka, mune nyasha dzinoshamisa. Vanoda mweya mutsvene baba, ndinoapa, ndinovaropafadza. May they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What is this was our baba? Dinamaropa father, giving them the desires of their heart. Oh, hallelujah. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Bless your church once again. Bless your church once again. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Holy Ghost. Come down, Holy Ghost, and manifest your power. Come down, Holy Ghost, and manifest your power. I thank you tonight. Mwari makanaka, mune nyasha. Mwari bangamanaka. Munengone, Burukai Jehovah, Dinurai Baba, Maruyo, Angari Mahana Jebanavenu, he was lying dormant, Dinurai Limito, Dinurai Hupohenu, oh dear Heavenly Father, and bless your church once again. I thank you tonight. Oh Lord, I appreciate you. I commit everything on the hands, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive the Holy Ghost, church. This is your time. This is your day. Hallelujah. He's here. He's here to touch you, to fill you. May you receive his touch. The deity of Jesus Christ is here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, touch your church once again. Touch your people once again. Touch your people once again. I thank you. I appreciate you, Father God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Amen. What's our heads about tonight? Hallelujah. Let's think seriously about this deity. Hallelujah. Whenever this deity comes down and is being manifested, hallelujah, worship becomes automatic. Hallelujah. No one pushes you into worship, but it becomes automatic. Because deity is being manifested. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord tonight. Because deity has been manifested tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to sing this song. What's our heads about? At the same time, I invite Brother Makwara to come down. Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come today, come Tuesday, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, think about this deity tonight. Forget about someone next to you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. May to my Lord Jesus, today, come to stay, come into my heart tonight, to stay tonight. Hallelujah. Come into my heart tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey. To my heart, to my heart, me to my heart, Lord Jesus, me. Oh, hallelujah. Open up, my brother. Open up, my sister. Lay the deity of God dwell in your heart tonight. Hallelujah. I have Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whilst our precious brother pray, just open up your heart tonight.
Amen. Ti namate zvedu. Isho ari kumusoro kudenga. Tine zvinji zvekutaura nemi pamusoro pazvo. Manera ano ishe baba makanaka tenzi. Tiri kunzwa mweya uri kuadressa kuomarara kwemoyo. Ishe mtsene makanaka sekwakawanikwa muNiniva. Jehovha kuti muNiniva makanga makawanikwa kuomarara kwemoyo kuzhinji zhinji. Mutsene makarurama makawanikwa mine mweya yehomosexuality. Makawanikwa ishe mine kurasika kweropa. MuNiniva yakanga iri nzvimbo yaityisa kupinda kwemuprofita Jona. Asi ishe tenzi Jesu Kristo tanzwa kuti nyasha dzakanga dziripo zvakadaro. Nekuti ishe mutsvene makarurama, ruoko rune nyasha rwaJehovha rwakarangarira Ninivha. Ruoko rune nyasha rwaJehovha rwakaita kuti kuuye muprofita Jona ari pakati pekumanikidzwa ari pakati pepressure Jehovah aise mutsvene makarurama yekuti Jona aiziva kuti muri mwari mune nyasha huru huru baba vangu vakarurama naizvozvo manero ano tinonamata tiine tariro baba vakarurama yekuti imi ishe makaita nyasha muninifa munogona kutiitira nyasha manero anaya thanks Jesu Kristu pazvikumbiro nezvishuwo zviri mukati memwoyo yedu mutsvene makanaka kuti tangai nesu tangai neni ishe mutsvene ruoko rwangu ruri mudenga kuti Jehovha ishe mutsvene mutange nekundibatsira mutange nekubatsira tose tiwane rusununguko tiwane maropafadzo tiwane rudzikinuro tiwane mweya mutsvene tiwane Jehovha ishe mutsvene makarurama tenzi Jesu Kristu zvese zvatainga nhasi kuchechi kunoku tainga baba vangu tanzwa nezvemapromotion atiri kutsvaga tanzwa nezvedzimba dzatiri kutsvaga tanzwa nezvemari dzatiri kutsvaga tanzwa nezvemotokari dzatiri kutsvaga ishe mutsvene makarurama baba tanzwa nezveuchapupu baba vangu ishe hwasharoni akanga asiri kuona akanga aitwa bofu neurwere akanga aitwa bofu namadhimoni akanga aitwa bofu nasatani ari kuonana nhasi unoyu baba mutsvene makarurama tazvinzwa tazvigamuchira tamuona sharoni achiona mutumwa tamuona sharoni achishanyirwa tamuona sharoni baba tikaona mutumwa achiburuka tikaona ruoko rwemutumwa rwakabata maziso asharoni tazviona nhasi tapupura kuti takanga tiripo mutsvene makarurama ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu chasara kurakidzwa kwazvo baba kwatiriwe isusu mutsvene makarurama baba vangu tanga tiripo baba kukopio tichimuona mukomana arohwa akarara pasina tariro pasina imwe tariro baba tazviona izvozvo tarangaridzwa takanga tiripo tasvikapo manherwo ano pakopio baba tikamuona mukomana akarara ishe tikaona shura tamaona masoja ekurussia masoja ekupoland baba vachimhoresana mutsvene makanaka misodzi yavo taiona haleluya mutsvene makarurama haleluya tiri kuzviziva ishe kuti the change that I want the change that we want the change that you want the change that has been preached will only come when deity is manifested mutsvene makarurama zvinouya chete kana imi mukarakidza deity pano mutsvene ndozvatadzidziswa saka takatarisira baba mutsvene makarurama ishe kuti iyo dieti yataurwa iyi ikasarakidzwa pano baba vangu ishe kuperera kunonetsa dieti iyi mukasatirakidza pano baba zvataurwa izvi zvicharamba zviri zvekumashava zvataurwa izvi zvicharamba zviri zvekumwe saka tiri kuti manhero ano dai dieti yachiuya dai dieti yaratidzwa baba vangu dai zvataurwa zvachiitika kuti baba kunamata kuti rerukire kuti ishe mutsvene zvamakaita kuninivha baba vangu vakanaka Jona haana kungouya chete Jona haana kungoparidza chete asi baba vangu vanhu vamuninivha vakatendeuka mutsvene makarurama tinozviziva kuti muri mumwe chete zuro nhasi nokusingaperi tinokutendai kuti hama yedu yauya saJona yauya baba vangu ishe ine kumanikidzwa yauya baba vangu ine kuperera yauya ine kutendeseka yaita sezvamairayira tinokutendai baba tinogamuchira maropafadzo edu tinogamuchira kushanyirwa nemi tinokurumbidzai tinokupai mbiri tinokukudzai munokodzera nekukudzwa nesu mazviita enyu baba mazviita enyu mutsvene thank you Lord Jesus Christ mitoro yatanga tiinayo yekubatana kwecheche mitoro yatanga tiinayo baba mumwoyo yedu baba maererano nekereke tinogamuchira ishe tinotora mutsvene zvatapiwa hatirambe tinotora namaboko oh tinokutendai baba kudzwai nokusingaperi tinokurumbidzai baba tinokupai mbiri nekuti munoikodzera oh thank you Jesus tazvigamuchira ishe zvatanga tiinazvo mumwoyo maererano nekereke oh ishe mutsvene hatisi kuzonetsana nevanhu nekuti ishe wedu anorarama hatisi kuzoita bopoto nekuti Jehovha mupenyu hatisi kuzononetsana nevanhu oh haleluya Thank you, Jesus. Oh, tinokutenda Ishe mchene makarurama. Ndiye Jehova watinoda uyu. Ndiye Jehova watinoda uyu. Ndiye Jehova watinoziva. Oh, umwechete Ezra nasine kusingaperi. Tinokutenda nekuya kwa brother Gumisho. Ndakavafunga nezuro. Ndikati hama yane nguva isina kuya kuno iyi. Jehova ndikati ndinovaona kupelveti yego hama dzeduko. Asi pano tati tiri kuvaona. Maita zvakanaka mukavaunza. Nekuti ndaizvifunga nezuro. Saka vauya pano. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.